following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth as...
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes. Welcome. It is Tuesday, March 20th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world, and a month away from 420 itself. Please make sure you've logged on to our blog at stash.normal.org and click into the We Pay Donations widget. We're at $2,800. We got 30 days to raise $4,200 total to help offset our travel costs for all the events we're going to bring to you this year. So please check it out, wepay.com or at stash.normal.org. Also joining us in here in the studio, we got a full crew. Ganja John is over here on camera too. How you doing, John?
What's up, Russ? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We're going to be talking more in hour two with Ganja John and everyone else here in studio, including Wiz Kaliko, who's here. Hi, Wiz Kaliko.
Hello, everybody. Just going to be here doing a little homework today.
Yes, yes. We'll talk in hour two about your university as well.
Yeah, a little drug ring bust.
Oh, my goodness.
By the Polk County Sheriff. Appreciate that.
We can't have any of that.
No.
Also in studio today, sitting in for Todd Armstrong, we've got Brian Blank. B Blank has jokes in the house. Oh, where are you?
I'm here.
You're not very loud, though, that's
Hello.
For sure. I'm going to turn you up.
Hello.
Try it again.
Hey.
There you are.
Hey.
You finally
wow.
exist.
Wow. I feel rejuvenated.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And you got the toker topic for today, so what's the topic?
Productivity.
Oh, productivity. I can talk a whole lot about that.
Yeah.
Let's go to our virtual studio. We're waiting there in Grastoria, Oregon, is our senior news editor, Cannabis Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Russ. Hi, everybody in the studio.
Carrie does our hemp headlines right after the first break. So what's in the news today?
Well, today we're going to cover a couple of medical marijuana issues. First, we're going to go down to Arizona and let you know how that program's coming along. Also, we've been following the Montana program as it's sort of kind of been in decline. I'm going to tell you all about that because their February numbers are out now. And also, we're going to go to Michigan, where a bill passed a Senate committee today that would further restrict their medical marijuana program. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up in the hemp headlines today.
All right. And also on today's show, after the news, we get to our 20 after break. Today's Electric Tuesday, and I've got not one, but two new videos from the Symphony of Science. Did somebody out there say science? We love science here.
Science.
Yeah, somebody said science out there. So two new Symphony of Science videos coming up at 20 after the hour. You'll want to stick around for those. At half past, I've got a special interview from our A Different View show that appears on Monday nights here on the network with Daisy Bram from FreeMyBabies.com. She's going to tell you her story of being a legal medical marijuana patient and having her two young children taken away from her by Child Protective Services. All that and more coming up on the Normal Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection
with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to LFB.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com.
Aloha, this is Zion Thompson from The Green, and you're listening to Normal Show Live.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Inhaling deeply all the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona had filed a lawsuit with the federal government seeking clarification that her state employees would not face prosecution for issuing state medical marijuana dispensary licenses. We told you all about that last year and last month. Arizona had passed a medical marijuana law in 2010, and it had a provision for dispensing medical cannabis. That part of the program had been put on hold by the health department on orders from the governor to wait for the outcome of her lawsuit. That lawsuit was dismissed by a federal judge, and a state judge had ordered the governor to allow the program to move forward. But the U.S. attorney in Arizona is not making things any more clear for that state. In a letter that Governor Jan Brewer released, U.S. attorney Ann Birmingham Steele wrote to her just last month after the state's lawsuit was dismissed. In it, Steele doubles down on the threat against state marijuana programs, telling the Arizona governor that her office will continue to vigorously enforce federal laws against those who operate and facilitate large marijuana production facilities and marijuana production facilities involving the selling of marijuana for medical use, and reminded her once again, state employees are not immune from liability under the Federal Controlled Substances Act. Her letter also said that seriously ill individual patients who use medical marijuana will not, quote, be the focus of the U.S. Attorney's Office's limited prosecutorial resources. Now, it was a similar letter that Brewer had used to file her lawsuit seeking a promise that state workers would not face prosecution for doing their jobs. The federal judge in that case, Susan Bolton, had dismissed the case because they said that this letter did not pose an imminent threat to a state employee and was therefore not eligible for consideration from the federal court. Bolton said that Brewer could refile her lawsuit in 30 days if she collected more proof of imminent danger for state employees to do their jobs. So this time around, this letter means little to the state, and Jan Brewer said it will not change her course of allowing the program to move forward, nor will it cause her to refile her lawsuit. Will Humble, the director of the State Department of Health and Services, said that no state health employee will be allowed to volunteer to work on the medical marijuana program, and no one will be forced to work on it either. They are working on a training program for the state employees on how to act responsibly and safely when working on the Arizona medical marijuana program. We are still waiting for them to process their first application.
Well, you know, this keeps going back to the feds saying there's nothing about this that stops us from busting people. You know, we could go after these people if we really wanted to. If the states want to have these licensing schemes, you know, this is the same scare tactics that was used against Governor Chafee in Rhode Island, Governor Gregoire in Washington State. It's the same. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it here at the end of the news segment in Washington State as well. But it's the same scare tactic. You know, we could go in and bust you. There's nothing about you guys doing this that means we couldn't go in and bust you. And then in the same breath, they'll say, oh, but we're not really going to go after patients. We're not really going to go after patients and caregivers and people that are really sick and who'd look really bad on the evening news with handcuffs on and make us look like real ogres. We're not going to go after those people. And yet, the same justification for going after those patients is the same justification they could use to go after these states, the Controlled Substances Act, where the possession of a mere gram of marijuana or a single plant is a federal felony. So if they can choose not to use their prosecutorial resources to go after patients, that would give them the same latitude to not go after these state-run dispensary systems or the state workers that are involved in those state-run dispensary systems. It seems to me that their choice of whether or not to use prosecutorial resources depends mightily on how bad it would look for them if they tried to use them.
And we have been tracking the numbers of the Montana medical marijuana program ever since the legislature changed the laws surrounding that program last summer. The number of Montana medical marijuana cardholders was 31,522, and there were 4,848 caregivers before the new restrictive law went into place on July 1st. The Cannabis Industry Association of Montana had challenged that new law, and a district judge had blocked some of the provisions of the law, but that has had little effect on the overall pressure to limit the program. The state has appealed the ruling of the blocking of some of those provisions, and the Montana Supreme Court will hear that case along with an appeal by the industry group starting on April 30th. But the effect of that new law on the program has been massive. At the end of February, when they released the numbers, there were only 422 caregivers who are now called providers under the law. And the number of patients enrolled in the program at the end of February was 14,364, a 10% drop from just the month before. Doctors that are registered to recommend medical marijuana to patients has also dropped from 365 before the new law passed to 263 currently. Now, overall, the program has dropped about 45% of what it was just less than a year ago. We will continue to monitor this development, but if the law stands as it is, we expect there to be an even larger decline this summer as the one-year mark from the implementation of this new rules passes. Russ?
Yeah, this is the direction medical marijuana is headed, folks. All these states, especially what I call the big six, you know, Washington, Oregon, California, Colorado, Montana, and Michigan, the big six that have those 5- and 6-digit patient rolls, this is the direction that's headed. The legislatures in these states have consistently said they feel medical marijuana is being abused because there's so many people involved in the program. You know, it's the only government health program you can imagine where more people taking advantage of it to improve their health is a bad thing, right? Here we have a situation where in the state of Montana, they have literally decimated the number of providers there are. Decimated literally means to reduce to a factor of 1/10.